people ever doubted would the protocols work, that question was answered when the first case that came through Dublin Airport involved a person from Northern Ireland. And the level of contact tracing and the time at which that contact tracing could be done was second to none. It was really, really an exceptional example of the chief medical officers in both departments working together. The second thing we need to do, and we're going to do, and I think we're unified in this too, is look at how we can have joint public awareness campaigns. Because I fully agree with the Taoiseach. A big risk to public health here is this. It's that the people in the Republic, and I'm sure in the North, and I'm sure right across the globe, think that governments can take big, bold, decisive actions to protect them from COVID-19, and it's simply not true. Governments can and should and will take steps to help their people, but we're told by both our CMOs, and indeed every chief medical officer the world over, the most effective way of fighting, beating and slowing down the spread of the coronavirus is changes in personal behaviour. Mm-hmm. And if that message gets lost in the noise that is politics, I think it would be a huge disappointment, because there are things you can do today in your home, in your workplace, in your community that can actually save lives.